There are two things that you do not know about your miraculous metal, and that's why you are not getting the full benefits of everything that it has to offer. And I will reveal to you those two things from the original story, details that are often very difficult to find. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Here's a portion of the apparition specifically about the miraculous metal. On Saturday, November 27, 1830, on the eve of the first Sunday of Advent, Sister Catherine was doing her meditation in the chapel. When she heard the rubbing of a silk dress reminded her of the previous apparition. The Blessed Virgin appears dressed in a white with long sleeves and a closed tunic up to the neck. Her head was covered by a white veil falling down on both sides to her feet. When she tried to describe her face, Sister Catherine only was able to say it was the Virgin Mary in her maximum beauty. She was standing on top of a white globe, which only the superior area was seen, and she was crushing a green serpent with yellow dots. Her hands were elevated to her heart's height, and she was holding another small globe of gold crown with a cross. The Virgin Mary had a supplicant attitude as if offering the globe. Sometimes she would look to heaven and sometimes to the earth. All of a sudden, her fingers were full of rings adorned with brilliant precious stones dispensing light in all directions, surrounding her with so much light that it was not possible to see her. She had three rings in each finger, the thickest ring near the hand, a medium-sized ring in the middle, and the smallest in the extremity. From the precious stones, rays of light flowed downwards, filling all the bottom area. While Sister Catherine was contemplating the Virgin, she, Mary, looked at her and said to her heart, "This globe you see at the feet of Mary represents the whole world, especially France, and each soul in particular. The rays symbolize the graces that I give to those who ask them. The pearls that don't have rays are the graces of the souls who don't ask." That's what you don't know. When you read a lot of stories, they talk about how those that wear the miraculous metal will have signal graces, they will have conversions, they will have healings, etc. Yes, amen. That happens when you wear the miraculous metal, but it is primarily a distribution medal of all the grace that Jesus has given to the Blessed Mother. Why is it like this? Think about Amazon. When you order something from Amazon, Jeff Bezos doesn't deliver it to you. He owns a whole company. He's the man behind all the wealth. It's all his. Everything comes from these massive distribution warehouses where everything is held. The Blessed Mother is like the world's largest distribution warehouse of anything, but specifically of graces. Jesus has given her every single grace that he has obtained, and she contains within herself millions upon millions of graces. How do we get them? Through the miraculous metal. It's like the access key. It grants us access to this, and that's the promise. This is part of the promise that you probably never fulfill. So how do you use this? What do you do with it? So first, I every day pray this prayer, O Mary, conceived of that sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee and those that do not have recourse to thee, especially the enemies of the church. Now, that was a prayer that St. Maximilian Kolbe added at the end of it, especially the enemies of the church and those that have recourse to thee. He added kind of a little portion like that, but you pray the prayer that's on the miraculous medal. And then you ask the Blessed Mother for anything and everything you need, literally everything. Are you struggling with loneliness? Blessed Mother, I ask for you the grace to not feel lonely. Are you struggling to pray? Blessed Mother, I ask for you the grace to pray. Do you want contemplative prayer? Blessed Mother, I ask for you the grace for contemplative prayer. Are you trying to bake a cake? Blessed Mother, I ask for you the grace to bake a cake. Do I want to make a great video? Blessed Mother, I ask for you the grace to make a great video. Whatever you need, you ask. And I need you to realize that you need everything. And the Blessed Mother wants you to run to her and ask for everything that you need and stop living in poverty, because she has so much to give you. Did you hear that description of the light being super abundant surrounding it? It's like it covered her feet and it just shined immensely, representing immense amount of graces that she wants to give us. But the second part are the dark rings, the pearls that did not light up. That represents all of the things that God wanted to give us, but we never ask for. And you need to understand that every single day there are graces that God would have given you, but you didn't ask. And because you didn't ask, you're not receiving a lot of things every day. Is that the type of life that you want to live? Having a mother that wants to give you everything and you don't ask, and so you don't receive, and you live an impoverished life, wishing and wanting and being sad and feeling sorry for yourself, instead of living a life where you could be a saint, you could be impacting the world, you could be changing things with no effort, simply because of the promise attached to the sacramental that you already are wearing right now. It's not just for protection. It's not just for protection. It's so that you can receive more graces, and you need to ask by name. I can testify that there have been things that I was not able to do before. I asked for the grace, and then I was able to do it that very day. I didn't have to wait. That very day, I was given the grace, and I felt better. I thought clearer. I had more wisdom. I was able to be more patient. So many things. We are coming up on the feast of this apparition, November 27th. I want you to get the most out of your miraculous medal. I want you to obtain every single grace that the Blessed Mother is, that Jesus died on the cross to give you and placed in her hands, and they're sitting there with no one to receive them. Are you going to ask, or are you going to be impoverished by the lack of grace in your life? My friends, I will see you in the next one.